Now to a story about small business. Defining what is a small business is not simple, and Congress may soon take on what's become a contentious issue. It's an important one, too, because the federal government sets aside billions of dollars in contracts and grants just for small businesses. But in recent years, some large businesses have found a way to compete for that money. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
At the center of this debate right now is a federal research and development program called the Small Business Innovation Research, or SBIR, program. It requires agencies with big research budgets like the National Institutes of Health and the Defense Department to set aside a small percentage of their budgets for companies with fewer than 500 employees. Outside Denver, a company called ADA Technologies used SBIR grants to develop a more affordable prosthetic arm. Russ Farmer with the company says instead of a metal hook on the end, it has stiff plastic fingers.
This is going to be used a lot in third world countries where they need something that's functional. And so you can take this and these fingers will open and close so you can actually wrap them around like a shovel handle or something of that nature.
Farmer says SBIR grants are a great way to fund important projects like this. Dan Stitchcomb also is doing important work using SBIR grants. He's CEO of Envirogen in Fort Collins, Colorado. Stitchcomb says he's ready to test a new vaccine for dengue fever.
It can prevent a very debilitating fever called bone break fever and also prevent the most severe forms of the disease, which are called dengue hemorrhagic fever, which is life-threatening.
These two businessmen seem similar, but under current rules, Stinchcomb is about to lose the right to get SBIR grants. That's because Envirogen plans to turn to venture capitalists for the $10 million it'll need to test the dengue fever vaccine. The investors will then have a majority stake in the company, and venture capital firms typically don't qualify for small business programs. But now, venture capitalists are lobbying Congress to change that. Stinchcomb says Envirogen will lose SBIR grants for other vaccines it's working on. Then he says the company may have to drop those projects.
This means that promising vaccines that could improve public health in the U.S. and around the world essentially will not be developed.
But back at ADA Technologies, Russ Farmer says allowing small businesses with millions in venture capital backing to compete against companies like his is unfair. Farmer says it'd be difficult to compete against a company with resources like that.
They can afford a full-time person who is an expert in submitting proposals. We don't have that luxury.
The American Small Business League has made this issue one of its top priorities. The organization is worried that if Congress allows this exception, that'll set a precedent, and it'll be open season on all sorts of other set-asides for small businesses. But the group may have difficulty convincing the current Congress of that. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, venture capitalists gave nearly $12 million in political contributions last year, mostly to Democrats. And those in leadership positions were some of the biggest beneficiaries. Jeff Brady, NPR News.